the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a statewide drought watch has been issued by New Jersey officials. According to the latest map, every part of New Jersey is considered at least abnormally dry. Some counties are in the moderate drought or severe drought stage.
September was New Jersey's third driest September going back 130 years to 1895. And thus far in October, the majority of the state has yet to see a drop of rain.
State climatologist Dave Robinson adds the outlook isn't good. Forecasts don't call for much precipitation through the end of the month. Meantime, New Jerseyans will likely see a normal to warmer than normal winter this year. The National Weather Service points to a La Nina weather pattern as the primary force in the region through February. Forecasters say a nearly normal snowfall is forecast for the Northeast this winter, unlike the past 2 years when measurable snow was often the exception rather than the norm. An unlicensed dentist has been charged after a woman told police she was sexually assaulted Monday while getting veneers, NJ.com reports. Essex County prosecutors say 31-year-old Jonathan Colombo of Orange is currently facing the unlawful practice of dentistry charge. That's a third offense. But the investigation into the sex assault continues. Colombo advertised his services on Instagram. The woman made an appointment for an office visit in Fairfield. She claims the assault took place after the dental procedure. Over 500 school districts in New Jersey are committed to teaching about food education and healthy choices through the Farm to School program. State Department of Agriculture Division of Food and Nutrition Director Rose Chamberlain says participation can vary by having a school garden, partnering with New Jersey farmers, lessons, taste tests, and more.
And these types of lessons are going to last a lifetime and get them to make healthier choices as they grow into adults.
She says food sourcing happens at the local level, regardless of if the district is a self-operated food service or if it goes through a food service management company. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. We warm up for the weekend. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. New Jersey's drought situation is starting to get pretty serious. 60% of the state, give or take, now officially in moderate or severe drought. Last month and this month, one of the driest stretches of weather ever recorded in New Jersey, and fire danger is elevated too. So outdoor burning, a very bad idea for the foreseeable future. Of course, dry weather is pleasant weather, so let's enjoy the sunshine today. And seasonable high temperatures have returned to near normal temperatures today, 65 to 70 degrees. Clear skies and chilly temperatures tonight. Lows dip into the mid-40s, probably not a frost for the majority of New Jersey. Sunny and mild tomorrow. Great start to the weekend with highs around 70. More sunshine and even warmer Sunday, 70 to 75. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Jersey City, 60. Woodbridge, 62. Pemberton, 63. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes. On New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by Matt Portnoy Insurance. The only thing scarier than Halloween is overpaying for insurance, but Matt's got you covered. Look up Matt Portnoy Insurance online or call him at 802-318-7991. Matt will shop your insurance until he gets a better deal. Boo!
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.